Zondervan presents Above the Line, Take Two by Karen Kingsbury. Read by Gabrielle DeCure, Roxanne Hernandez, Don Leslie, Stefan Rudnicki, and Judy Young.
Kendall Adams sat across from her father in the executive boardroom of his Los Angeles high-rise and stared at the rolling hills of Hollywood in the distance. October was always like this, brilliant blue skies and air as clear as a summer day in Montana. Kendall breathed deep, stood, and sauntered to the window. "I'm still amazed," she glanced over her shoulder at her dad, "that you're doing this."
"It's my passion, too."
Her father smiled, and the warmth in his eyes belied his cunning business sense and high-profile international billionaire status.
"I've been looking for an investment opportunity like this for years."
Kendall looked down from 23 stories at a busy Melrose Boulevard. What would this venture bring? This decision to team up with Chase Ryan and Keith Ellison? Was filmmaking where she would find healing for her broken heart? She watched a breeze dance through the palm trees that framed the constant traffic below.
"You're thinking about him again."
Her father was on his feet, coming toward her.
"I can feel it."
"No." She linked her arm through his as he came up alongside her. "About the movies.
And whether or not this is when life finds its way back to normal again."
A tight-lipped sigh hung briefly on her dad's lips.
"I wish I never would have introduced you to that.
It's over." Her calm voice reflected none of the pain that still colored the edges of every moment. "I don't blame you or me, or God. It's time for whatever's next." A comfortable silence fell around them, tempered only by the distant sounds of telephones and office staff on the other side of the door.
"Will you tell them? The producers?"
"No." She didn't hesitate. What happened was private. The media never really figured out the story, so no one else needs to.
Sympathy shadowed her father's expression. "Good call. You'll spend a lot of time with Chase and Keith, but it's better to, well, you know, keep things on a bit."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?